Thank you. We have an invocation by Member Bostic, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Heavenly Father, join with us this morning as we go about the county's business. We look to you for guidance in all that we do and say. Shelter our people that are hurting and grieve. Extend your healing hand to those that need healing. Protect our troops on foreign soil and here in this country. Guide us as we pass through these hard economic times and changes that are about to be. In your name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Clerk, please call the roll.
Butler.
Here.
Casely.
Here.
Cavallini.
Here.
Clark.
Here.
Dean.
Present.
Gordon.
Present.
Harding.
Here.
Hasselton. McIntyre.
Here.
Moss.
Present.
Knuckles. Owens.
Present.
Rakowskis.
Here.
Renner.
Here.
Excuse me, Segabiano.
Here.
Wendt.
Present.
Ahart.
Present.
Baggett.
Here.
Bostic.
Here.
Sorensen.
Here. We have 18 present. We have a quorum. We have appearances by members of the public and county employees. We have a truth and taxation hearing. Mr. Zunick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and members of the McLean County Board. In accordance with Chapter 35, Section 200 of the Illinois Compiled Statutes, a notice of proposed property tax increase for McLean County, Illinois, was published in the Pantograph, a newspaper of general circulation in McLean County, on Sunday, November 9, 2008. This notice was published not more than 14 days, nor later than 7 days, prior to the date of the public hearing. The notice was published in accordance with the requirements set forth in the Property Tax Code. The notice was published as follows. Notice of proposed property tax increase for McLean County, Illinois. A public hearing to approve a proposed property tax levy increase for McLean County, Illinois, for the fiscal year 2009, January 1, 2009 to December 31, 2009, will be held on Tuesday, November 18, 2008, at 9 a.m. in room 400, Government Center, 115 East Washington Street, Bloomington, Illinois. Any person desiring to appear at the public hearing and present testimony to the taxing district may contact Mr. John M. Zunick, McLean County Administrator, Government Center, Room 400, 115 East Washington Street, Bloomington, Illinois, 61702-2400, telephone 309-888-5110. The corporate and special purpose property taxes extended or abated for the fiscal year 2008, January 1, 2008 to December 31, 2008, were $24,234,788.61. The proposed corporate and special purpose property taxes to be levied for fiscal year 2009, January 1, 2009 to December 31, 2009, are $25,814,352. This represents a 6.52% increase over the previous year. The property taxes extended for debt service and public building commission leases for fiscal year 2008, January 1, 2008 to December 31, 2008, were $5,033,943.92. The estimated property taxes to be levied for debt service and public building commission leases for fiscal year 2009, January 1, 2009 to December 31, 2009, are $4,909,634. This represents a 2.47% decrease over the previous year. The total property tax extended or abated for fiscal year 2008, January 1, 2008, December 31, 2008, were $29,268,732.53. The estimated total property taxes to be levied for fiscal year 2009, January 1, 2009 to December 31, 2009, are $30,723,986. This represents a 4.97% increase over the previous year. The proposed 6.52% property tax increase for the corporate and special purpose funds is a result of the following budgetary and economic issues facing county government. First, in the fiscal year 2009 recommended budget for McLean County's general fund, the county's primary operating fund, and the county's largest fund, the recommended property tax levy totals $8,423,034. This is an increase of $859,449 over the property tax amount extended this year. This increase is attributable to a decline in several major revenue categories. The fiscal year 2009 recommended budget projects a 2.55% decline in retailers' sales tax revenues based on a review of the actual fiscal year 2008 sales tax revenues. The estimated decrease in sales tax revenues is consistent with the national projections for a decrease in consumer retail spending attributable to anxiety over the housing market, uncertainty in the manufacturing sector, an anticipated increase in unemployment, and the continued fluctuation and uncertainty in the price of oil. The single largest non-tax revenue source in the general fund is licenses, permits, fees, and fines, accounting for $5,695,475 of total revenues. The overall increase in revenues from licenses, permits, fees, and fines is $40,215, which represents less than a 1% increase over the current year. Reflecting the anxiety in the housing market, revenue from recording fees, sale of revenue stamps, and copy fees in the recorder's office is projected to decrease 4.67% from the prior year. As a result of the Federal Reserve Bank's aggressive action to lower the federal funds rate from 4.75% in September of 2007 to the present rate of 1%, the revenue from interest earned on investments is projected to decrease 12.78% from the current year. County government's overall property tax levy increases as a result of an increase in the tax levy for the following corporate and special purpose funds. The County Highway Fund increases 4.97% as a result of the cost of gasoline, oil, diesel fuel, the cost of materials, and capital construction projects. In addition, county government's overall property tax levy increases as a result of an 8.23% increase in the tax levy for the FICA Social Security Fund, a 4.99% increase in the tax levy for the Illinois Municipal Retirement Fund, a 6.38% increase in the tax levy for the Veterans Assistance Commission, and a 10.54% increase in the tax levy for the Cooperative Extension Service. Thank you.
Are there any requests from members of the public to speak or address? None seeing this, truth and taxation hearing is now closed. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda? Motion Segobiano, second Cavallini. Are there any items to be removed from consent agenda? Questions, comments, or discussion? None heard. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you. We have reports of the Standing Committee's Executive Committee. Member Bostic.
We have four items this morning.
Stan Hosington, ghost. We have four items to present this morning. Item 7A1A1 is a request for approval and adoption of the fiscal year 2009 combined annual appropriation and budget ordinance in the five-year capital improvement plan and authorize the chairman and the county clerk to sign, and I so move.
We have a motion, Bostic, second, Owens. Questions, comments, or discussion? Member Cavallini.
The budget that we're going to discuss and probably approve, I believe, comes with a little bit of an albatross attached. And I think that the albatross I'm talking about is not the one that pertains to the Ancient Mariner, but it's the one that pertains to legal fees that the county apparently has no other recourse but to pay. And I believe that as a taxpayer, I guess I just have a hesitancy to bite that bullet, and I think that we should be very clear and very transparent as to what those legal costs are going to be, not simply in a budget to say contractual services But to spell that out exactly, dollar for dollar, penny for penny, how much these costs we are going to incur, and we don't know exactly where that's going to lead. So in a way, it's if we approve the budget, which I'm sure we will have to do because we don't have any legal other recourse, I've been told, but we approve it with this albatross.
Other questions, comments, or discussion? Member Kaysley?
It is not possible to predict with great certainty what legal fees are going to be because you don't know how long the protracted litigation is going to be and how much is going to be necessary in services. So I don't think it's really possible to predict with any great certainty how much they're going to be.
Thank you. Other questions, comments, or discussion? We have a motion, Bostic-Owens, for item A1A1, which is the combined annual appropriation and budget ordinance and the five-year capital improvement plan. Any other questions, comments, or discussion? None heard. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Item 2 is a request for approval and adoption of the 2008 tax levy ordinance for McLean County and authorize the chairman and the county clerk to sign, and I so move.
We have a motion, Bostic, second, Harding. Questions, comments, or discussion?
Do we require a roll call?
Yes.
This vote by our rule requires a roll call vote, and without questions or comments, we will call the roll. An aye vote is to approve the motion as presented, a nay vote is to oppose the motion. The chairman will vote.
Butler?
Aye.
Kaysley?
Aye.
Cavallini?
Aye.
Clark?
Aye.
Dean?
Aye.
Gordon?
Aye.
Harding?
Here, yes.
Hazleton is absent. McIntyre?
Aye.
Moss?
Aye.
Knuckles is absent. Owens?
Aye.
Rakowskis?
Aye.
Renner?
Aye.
Segubiano?
Aye.
Wendt?
Aye.
Ahart?
Aye.
Baggett?
Aye.
Bostic?
Aye.
Sorensen?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Item 3 is a request for approval and adoption of the fiscal year 2009 full-time equivalent positions, resolutions, and authorize the chairman and the county clerk to sign, and I so move.
We have a motion, Bostic, second, Gordon. Questions, comments, or discussion? None heard. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
And item 4 is a request to county board authorization to have the county administrator publish fiscal year 2009 adopted budget appropriation ordinance and the 2008 tax levy ordinance. And I so move.
Motion Bostic, second, Segubiano. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
Our general reports, the minutes of the Airport Authority, minutes of the McLean County Regional Planning, and other items are following in the packet through page 264. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions of Member Bostic or the Executive Committee? None heard. Transportation Committee, Vice Chairman Dean.
We have one item for action this morning. Item B1A, request approval of a McLean County Agreement of Understanding for Maintenance Construction. Eric Schmick, McLean County Engineer. I would move it.
We have a motion, Dean, second, Butler. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Our general report can be found on page 272 to 275.
Thank you. Are there any questions of Vice Chairman Dean? Finance Committee, Chairman Owens.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have several items for action. C1A is a request approval of amendment to McLean County Revised Code Chapter 26, Food Services, and Chapter 28, Health and Sanitation in the Health Department, and I so move.
We have a motion, Owen, second, Cavallini. Questions, comments, or discussion? None heard. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Thank you. C1B is a request for approval of a resolution of establishing rates for health and life insurance coverage for fiscal year 2009 through the County Administrator's Office, and I so move.
We have a motion, Owen, second, Kaysley. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Thank you. Last item is C1C is a request approval of resolution of the McLean County Board authorizing the McLean County Circuit Clerk to seek banking services from McLean County Circuit Clerk's office. I will so move.
A motion, Owen. Second, Harding. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
Our general report is found on pages 287 to 309.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Chairman Owens of the Finance Committee? None heard. Justice Committee, Chairman Renner.
The Justice Committee brings one item for action. Item D1A is request approval of a resolution approving McLean County State's Attorney's continued participation with the State of Illinois Appellate Prosecutor's Office in the State's Attorney's Office, and I so move that.
We have a motion, Renner. Second, you're sitting in the wrong chair, sir. I almost called you Hosselton. Second, McIntyre. I apologize. Oh, you're in the right chair. They're in the wrong sign places. Oh, Rick Dean is Dwayne Moss. Anyways, I apologize. We have a motion on the floor. Renner, McIntyre. Questions, comments, or discussion? I know most of you don't think I can still see those name signs, but I can, by God.
More than the faces.
All right, we've got a motion on the floor. Renner, McIntyre, no questions, comments, or discussion. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
In our general report, it's found on pages 314 to 328. And I'd also like to make an announcement that we will be having a reception on November 20th from 1:30 to 4 in the jury assembly room for our distinguished circuit clerk, Sandy Parker. And we welcome everyone to come.
Thank you. Any questions for Chairman Renner of the Justice Committee? Land Use and Development Committee, Chairman Gordon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have nothing to report other than that our stand-up this morning, we appropriately approved our minutes and paid the bills. I would say where our general report is, but you've already spotted that.
Thank you. Any questions for Chairman Gordon of the Land Use and Development Committee? Mr. Renner.
I would just a couple questions pursuant to lots of calls, emails, concerns, conversations that I've had. If you could, as chairman of the Land Use Committee, to the extent that you're able to, clarify for us where we are in the process of the gravel pit situation, perhaps what's next, and is it the case that the affected local government jurisdictions, Unit 5 and the City of Bloomington, have maintained neutrality in this?
I'm not on the ZBA. My understanding is that there have now, I know that there have been three sessions of the gravel pit hearing. Sessions 4 and 5 are scheduled for this evening and tomorrow evening. And I am not able to answer your last question with regard to neutrality. I don't know that there has been a formal position taken by either government entity.
Okay, thank you.
I also don't know that there hasn't been.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Member Bostic.
As these hearings go on, and that at some point will we get an audio play of it like we usually do on a CD?
Yes. Currently, what we're doing is the digital recording from the hearings is being posted on the website, and then when all of the hearings are concluded, we will provide all board members with a CD which will have the entirety of the zoning board hearings on this issue.
And I have a question also directed to either of you. Is there some sort of reasonably certain projected timeline?
But at this time, I'd have to defer to Mr. Dick and see if he has any indication yet as to...
Currently, we're scheduled, as you had indicated, for a meeting tonight and tomorrow night, and hopefully we will be done tomorrow night, but there is no certainty to that.
Following that, what would, if the meetings do if the hearing does conclude tomorrow night, after tomorrow night's session, what would then be the normal, the routine, the expected time interval between the conclusion of the hearing, availability of the CD, and when it might come to the county board. I'm asking just for general information.
As Mr. Zunick had indicated, the hearings are available on the website.
Yes.
Currently.
Yep.
And as soon as they're completed, those CDs will be made available. Typically, in a case like this, after the final hearing, the zoning board will discuss the standards, and then we will draft findings of fact and recommendations, and then they will need to meet again to discuss them and to approve them. It is conceivable that it would come to next month's county board, but very not likely, even if we finished this week.
Thank you very much.
Just one question, Mr. Dick. If this is within a mile and a half of the city of Bloomington, isn't the Bloomington Planning Commission supposed to weigh in on this?
They are not.
Did they decide not to, or?
No, the situation with regard to zoning cases for special use is that they have no authority in that mile and a half. If it were a rezoning, the city of Bloomington could request a supermajority of the county board to approve it. A supermajority would mean
isn't it 15?
It's two-thirds of all county board members. No, three-quarters, you're right.
Three-quarters, that's
15.
What I thought.
Yeah. But for special use, it is not required. And in response to the question of Mr. Gordon, the city of Bloomington nor Unit 5 have taken positions for or against this case.
Okay. Thank you.
I feel obligated to remind members of the board, first, a precursor, you'll be receiving a letter from the state's attorney's office soon, once again highlighting the definition of ex parte communication, what is appropriate and what's not appropriate for county board members to say, think, or even evaluate prior to actually receiving the actual testimony and facts and everything else from the hearings themselves. So again, I'll admonish members to be well aware of the definition of ex parte as it relates to these types of cases, and please be well informed that I and others will be watching you as you step over or back and forth over this line on this case. Thank you. Report of the county administrator. I'm sorry, are there any other questions for property committee, Chairman Bostic? I'm sorry, I wasn't done with Gordon yet. Are there any other questions for Chairman Gordon? Well, you started a whole bag of worms there, and we just, fine. Property committee, Chairman Bostic.
I'm here to toe the line. F1A, request approval of an award bid for alternate electrical energy service for McLean County facilities. Contract and bid to be distributed at the board meeting. That's this facilities management, and I so move.
Thank you. Motion Bostic, second Ahart. Questions, comments, or discussion? None heard. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Any questions for Chairman Bostic of the Property Committee? None heard. Thank you very much.
I would just like to add that Jack Moody has put in an enormous amount of time getting these bids, and he's convinced these energy companies to hold their bid open till 4 o'clock this afternoon, so it will be negotiated here pretty quick. The savings to the counties amounted to about $350,000 over our last 2-year contract. So thank you, Jack. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And turn those light bulbs out when you're not using them. Our general report appears on 329 through 352. Thank you.
All right, are there any questions for Chairman Bostic? None heard. Report of the county administrator. I can probably deal with the first one. At this point in time, we have no need to go into executive session as the documents that we thought may be ready for the board today aren't ready. So we have no need for that. Anything else, Mr. Zunick?
To the honorable chairman and members of the board, I've had the privilege of serving as the McLean County administrator since May 18, 1988, when the county board formally approved my appointment. During the past 20-plus years, I have enjoyed the many challenges and opportunities that have been afforded to me. I've had the pleasure of working for 4 exceptional board chairs in Nancy Froelich, Gary Riss, Mike Sweeney, and now Matt Sorensen. Throughout my tenure, I have worked with county board members who have always placed the good of the county before partisan politics or the interest of any one district. As I have said every year in my annual budget message, county government continues to be well served by dedicated, hardworking employees. Under the leadership of the board and with cooperation of the county elected officials and appointed department heads, McLean County government has consistently set the standard among county governments in Illinois. In May of next year, I will have worked 30 years in county government. I've always said that my goal when I retire from public service is to return to the classroom and teach. The board's decision to offer the IMRF Early Retirement Incentive Program provides me with the opportunity to pursue my goal. Therefore, to provide ample time for the executive committee and the board to prepare a transition plan, I hereby advise you that I plan to retire as McLean County Administrator on May 22, 2009. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Any questions or comments for the county administrator? Under other business and communications, I would like to invite Member Renner to the podium, please.
Would Ms. Parker come forth? Fortunately, the type on this is quite large. I won't need Betty Rakosa's glasses. In recognition of Sandra K. Parker for 29 years, 4 months of service to the citizens of McLean County as a deputy circuit clerk in the traffic division, the small claims division, and the civil division, as division supervisor of the civil division, and from January 1st, 1989 through November 30th, 2008, as the McLean County circuit clerk. On behalf of the citizens of McLean County, the McLean County Board expresses appreciation and gratitude for your accomplishments and contributions to improving the programs and services offered by the Circuit Clerk's Office and for your dedicated service to improving the quality of life for all citizens of McLean County, presented this 18th day of November 2008.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, that's enough. I just want to say thank you very much. It doesn't seem like it was that long ago that Judge Kaisley called me on the phone on Saturday afternoon and said, lightning has struck, you're the new circuit clerk. And I was appointed. And then shortly after that, Member Segbiano was over at my parents' house and he said, have you met the county board yet? And I said, no. And he said, well, I'll be happy to introduce you. And he brought me to the county board floor and took me around in the old courthouse and introduced me to everyone. And I learned right then and there that friendship trumps politics. And I've been happy that we've all been able to get past the elected official and county board adversary postures and work together. And everything that I've accomplished has been because I've had good partners. And I thank you all for that. Thank you.
Thank you. Member Bostic.
Thank you. Ann Harding, could I ask you to come up? 5 years of service as a McLean County Board member from November 18, 2003 through November 30, 2008. And as a member of the following oversight committees, Justice Committee and Property Committee, and Vice Chairman of Property Committee. On behalf of the citizens of McLean County, the McLean County Board expresses appreciation and gratitude for your dedicated service to improving the quality of life for all citizens of McLean County. Presented this day, the 18th of November, 2008. Thank you.
Thank you. I have just a few words. I'm really going to miss seeing you several times a month, some of you. And I also want to say to the people in the back of the room, you always sit in the back of the room, but you are so in the front of the leadership, and I have so much respect for you and so such high regard for the work that you do. And in the last 5 years, I really wish I could have done more to help you, but I'm so appreciative of all the work that you do day in and day out. It can't seem possible. It's been 5 years since I've been asked to be interviewed for an appointment, and I still remember Paul Sigabiano saying, "You're the only one they remember at the end, Paul." I remember I didn't know I was supposed to be prepared with remarks. I thought it was an interview, and at the university, that's what I did, was coach people on interviewing, and nobody had any questions. I was supposed to be talking, except Paul said to me, "With all the things that you do in the community, how do you think you're going to have time for the county board?" Well, I think it's been time very well spent. And when I look at the composites out in the hallway and see all the people who've come before me, I'm sure they all feel the same way. It's really time that's very well spent, and I'm so pleased to have had this opportunity. And lastly, a couple of weeks ago, I went to see a movie called Curious Life of Bees. Anybody seen that? And there's a woman who left, and she wrote a letter to her sisters, and her last line was, "Don't screw it up." So that's my last line to you.
Member Gordon.
Baggett, will you come forward? In recognition of Terry Baggett, 4 years of service as a McLean County Board member from December 1, 2004 through November 30, 2008, and as a member of the following oversight committees, Land Use and Development Committee and Transportation Committee. On behalf of the citizens of McLean County, the McLean County Board expresses appreciation and gratitude for your dedicated service to improving the quality of life for all citizens of McLean County, presented this day, the 18th of November, 2008.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Well, I don't really have any remarks prepared, so I would just say briefly, it's been an honor and a privilege to know all of you. Thank you very much. Member Owens.
May I have Member Clark come forward, please? In recognition of Walter D. Clark, 1 year and 6 months of service as a McLean County Board member from May 15, 2007 through November 30, 2008, and a member of the following oversight committees, Finance Committee, Transportation Committee, and the Land Use and Development Committee. On behalf of the citizens of McLean County, the McLean County Board expresses appreciation and gratitude for your dedicated service to improving the quality of life for all citizens of McLean County, presented this day, 18th of November, 2008.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much. I certainly wasn't expecting this for my short tenure. It's been a pleasure and an honor to have been a part of this board. I can just say that the citizens of McLean County should be very proud of the quality of people who manage this county, not only those that are elected officials, but their employees as well. Thank you very much.
Well, it's my lucky day. Stan and I were going to flip a coin, then we were going to arm wrestle, then we were going to do something else and that I can't describe in public, but then he ended up sick. So, Rick Dean. In recognition of Rick Dean, 6 years of service as a McLean County board member from December 2, 2002 through November 30th, 2008, and as a member of the following oversight committees: Property, Transportation, Legislative Subcommittee, Liquor Control Commission, and as Vice Chairman of the Property Committee and the Transportation Committee and the Legislative Subcommittee. On behalf of the citizens of McLean County, the McLean County Board expresses appreciation and gratitude for your dedicated service to improving the quality of life for all citizens of McLean County. Presented this 18th day of November 2008, and thank you for being a great member from District 2.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. I've enjoyed working with the county government here immensely. It actually enabled me to fulfill a goal. I was the fourth generation to serve the county. I don't know if many of you might not know that. And so I was, that was a goal that I kind of set, I don't know, years ago, that I wanted to fulfill my grandfather's, my great-grandfather's, my uncle's shoes. And so I was able to do that, and so I appreciated that opportunity. It was a historic election on the national level as well as the county level. I think this will be the first time that there will not be a farmer, as an active farmer, as a member of this board. So I challenge this group to keep agriculture in your minds at all times. Agriculture is important to McLean County, as you all well know, and we appreciate your consideration. But keep your farming friends in mind. Thank you.
Thank you all for your service to McLean County and the citizens of McLean County. Is there any other business or communications for the McLean County Board? None heard. We have bills to pay totaling $4,855,760.95. Is there a motion to pay the bills? Motion Cavallini, second Owens. Questions, comments, or discussion? None heard. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you. Quick notes. We have a swearing-in ceremony for elected officials and board members at 8 o'clock in the morning on December 1st in this room. And then the county board reorganizational meeting will also be in this room at 9 o'clock on December 1st. No other business. We are adjourned.
It's been a learning experience.
I also heard that you'd like to be back for transportation. So would you rather see if I can work that out? Okay. I will see if you can. I understand.
Yeah, we really have to.